Day one.
We also, Houston, think that our PCO2 gauge is out. It's been reading zero. We changed our canister at the proper time. And we had, when was it, during powered flight? Yeah, during launch, we had a flashing PCO2 light along with a few others. And this thing jumped all over the place, and then all of a sudden it went to zero, and then it moved off the peg. So I kind of got the suspicion that the PCO2 gauge is out.
Roger P, we confirm or suspect that down here.
You can't see it move or anything, it just sort of hangs out there in this black space. And the moon just doesn't seem to be any bigger than it was when we left, but it's starting to look more like a sphere also. It sort of looks like a ball that's being hung out there somehow. It's really crazy.
Al, which way does it look like it's hanging from? That subsolar point is over the water now, and it glints on the surface of the earth just like a light on a billiard ball or something. There's a little spot there that gives you a little specular reflection, and it's got a bright halo or just a bright area around it.
Roger,
looks like we can see it. Looks like we can see the coast of China and Japan. Now, it's kind of hard to tell. You can see red Earth pretty well, but if there's green or gray, it's very difficult to discern them from the blues.
Roger, Al. That glint, is that about a quarter of the way off the, about halfway between the terminator and the edge?
That's about right.
state, all the folks down here feel that isn't half bad.
All bad.
Well, I'll tell you what it's done. It's precipitated a big search for the rest of the tapes. Al and Dick are scurrying all over the spacecraft.
Can we help? Roger.
Looking at the Earth a few moments ago, you could see the entire continent of Australia. Really is pretty, and hardly any clouds at all over it. And it looks to me like it's about 1.5 to 2 times the size of a golf ball at arm's length.
Should be a pretty impressive view from that altitude. Apollo 12, would you select Omni Alpha, please?
Roger, didn't seem to change anything.
Houston, say again.
Roger, we were watching the signal strength, but didn't seem to affect it much.
We're anticipating.
Okay.
Standby. Apollo 12, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, it looks like we're ready for PTC now, and when you start the maneuver, we would suggest the Omni Bravo. They look great.
They're happy, huh?
They sure are.
Okay. If you're happy, I'm happy.
Twelve, we've got an up link to the gyro drift whenever you can give us the computer.
It's all yours.
Thank you. Apollo 12, the computer yours again. Thank you. Apollo 12, Houston, we're finished with the computer. It's yours again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
If you've got some other spacecraft,
Roger. We're hearing you occasionally a week, and we're not sure whether it's you or there are others.
Roger, roger.
Apollo 12, Houston. Roger, we wanted to make a couple of suggestions for you before you settle down for the night, and we wanted to leave that up to your option when you want to go to sleep after you eat. And a couple of items before we wanted to remind you of that you will have to include before you settle down for the night.
first one is that the H2 tank, both 1 and 2, should be in auto. You would terminate the battery charge, and you'd change the lithium hydroxide canister. And then we wanted to leave it up to you when you wanted to terminate your activity today.
Okay, we understand about the battery charge, and we intend to change the canister on time, and more than likely we'll try to go to bed about the proper time, although we may go a little bit earlier. We're all pretty tired.
Roger, that's fine with us, and we can understand that you might want a little extra sleep. In case I was not clear on that, we suggest that you go with the heaters to auto after you finish the pre-sleep checklist.
Okay, H2 heaters to auto after pre-sleep checklist. Roger, roger.
Listen, those transmissions you thought you heard a couple minutes ago were us running some keying checks. We didn't think they were getting out, but apparently a couple of them did. So apparently nobody is up there flying with you.
Okay, very good.
Yes, propellers for you. The total is 83.2%. Alpha is 80.5, Bravo is 85.3, Charlie is 81.4, Delta is 85.4. That's the status as of about 2 minutes ago, and also we got your e-dump successfully.
12 seconds.
Roger.